Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she's the curator of exhibitions at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tova, I'm hoping people heard me say Museum of Danish America rather than Danish Immigrant Museum. What's up with that?
Well, as of this week, we have officially adopted our new name, and we're changing our name, but not our mission. But as of the board meeting last week, they ratified this decision, which we've been working on for about a year, to adopt this new name of the Museum of Danish America.
All right. So I'm sure there were a lot of thought went into that, and let's try and get that our tongues turned to saying that Museum of Danish America, but know that the same folks and the same exhibits and the same mission is there. And talking about exhibits and mission and so on, the first thing I want us to visit about, because it's coming up tomorrow, and that's a brown bag lunch.
That's right. One of our monthly lunchtime series on Thursday the 17th. We're often privileged to have some really wonderful interns from Denmark working with us who bring a lot of interesting experiences from their own studies in Denmark. And so our speaker this week is Annemette Ravn Nielsen. She's a graduate student in Denmark, and she's really done a lot of research and writing about this trend of new Nordic cuisine. And a lot of us might have heard of that either on the Cooking Channel or on some shows on PBS, kind of this whole popularity of new Nordic cuisine. She's really done a lot of looking at that, which means she gets to watch a lot of cooking shows.
Is she a good cook?
I honestly, she hasn't invited me to dinner yet. So
you have to give her, you have to say, I expect to have a trial run here.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. I think she might be bringing some samples, but we'll see how her schedule ends up. But so she'll be talking about that. She mentioned that one of the newest trends is kind of a revised popularity of what's called mormormal, which translates to grandmother's food. Mm. So even though it's new Nordic, there's, the pendulum swings back and forth to, I guess, the Danish version of comfort food, maybe.
Yes.
So she'll be talking about that this week, Thursday at noon.
Sounds like fun. And people just need to bring their lunch with them in a brown bag or other carrier.
Exactly. And no lunch required, too, if you just want to come and sit and listen.
Okay.
We've got the coffee pot on, and everyone's welcome.
Okay. And is there free admittance with that, or do you need to?
There is. These programs are free to the public. You just need to walk by. Check in, sign your name, but just walk on back to the dining room area.
All right. Sounds very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is just one of a series. You kind of continue those through part of the year. So we'll be hearing about another one probably next month.
Exactly. And just to give you a preview, our title for November is Were You Born in a Barn? The History of Livestock in Shelby County with Nathan Buman at the Shelby County Historical Society.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Lots of possibilities there. So get on over to the free brown bag noon program starting at noon at the Museum of Danish America.
Yes. That's
right. Thing. We're going to get that out there. But a couple of other things, Tova, you are in charge of the exhibits, and there's one going on that if people haven't been there, they really need to get there.
That's right. Our major exhibition for this year is still on view. It's our Danish Modern Design for Living, filling both of our changing galleries. And the reason why, this is a special opportunity to see this exhibition, it's about to begin a national tour. We'll keep it here through the holidays. But after January 5th, we're going to pack it up, and it's going to St. Paul, Minnesota at the Goldstein Museum of Design. It then goes on to Seattle to the Nordic Heritage Museum. We're talking with the Figge Art Museum in Davenport. They're also interested, and several other museums across the country. So this really is a national exhibition that we've developed here in Elkhorn. And if you haven't had a chance to stop by and enjoy these really wonderful furniture things, and household pieces from just a great period of style in Denmark, the artichoke lamp, the egg chair, the ant chair, just a lot of fun to see to see the designs and to see the imagination and sense of humor mm-hmm. that's in a lot of these pieces.
I think most people will see at least in one or two of those chairs going, oh, I didn't know that was Danish modern. It was influenced so many designers and so many companies. They're really cheap knockoffs, lawn chair kinds of things sometimes. But the influence came from Denmark. And then there's, as you said, all those fun, imaginative kinds of things. So it's a great variety. Just if you haven't been there, you need to go see that quickly.
Exactly. Yes. So it'll remain on view through the holidays. So you'll have a chance to either bring visiting family or just enjoy some time off yourself and come on by the museum.
Okay. Another reason we need to stop at the museum is to check out the gift shop. We don't talk about that very often, Tova. We talk about all the exhibits, but the gift shop, in a way, is an exhibit. It's just so...
It is. It is. And our shop manager, Joni Butts, does a fantastic job of always finding new stuff. So things are always changing, even more often than in the exhibitions. She's got a lot of seasonal stuff in right now, things for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and, of course, looking forward to Christmas. She's getting in a lot of things that relate to the Danish Modern Design exhibit. So we're actually selling light fixtures that are Danish designed. We've got these wonderful pieces from the Lego company. They've started to make huge scale Lego pieces that are used for storage. So a big box, plastic box that looks like a Lego brick, but you can store your Legos in it. or a big Lego head that's kind of shaped like a cookie jar. And some of those even come designed for Halloween, a pumpkin decorated Lego head or a skeleton skull decorated Lego head. So some things that you probably would not expect.
All right. So fun to see well as thinking about it. And some of the things that I've really enjoyed are kind of common, ordinary kinds of things. I bought a little tea strainer, for instance, but it's a piece of art.
Yes. Yeah. There is a value of design and how things look and how they feel. And that's really one of the common threads in all Danish design. And so that's really something that we celebrate through the shop, and it allows all of us to kind of take a little piece of that into our own homes. There really is something for everyone at the high end and at the very kind of reasonable end. So whether you're shopping for yourself or for others or for the season or just for your home in general, there's always something that will catch your eye.
Mm-hmm. So remember, even if you don't go just to see the museum, go to take a look at the gift shop. You'll be surprised when you do your shopping there, I think, if you haven't been there. So
exactly. And again, we should point out, you do not need to pay admission to go to the shop. Anyone can stop in and shop.
All right. Remember. No, Tova, we maybe should just throw out there the hours.
Sure. During weekdays, we're open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5, and Sundays on noon to 5. And you want to check our website or our Facebook mm-hmm. page for special holiday hours if you know it's a holiday. But otherwise, we're open about 361 days a year.
Okay. And your website is?
www.danishmuseum.org. That is not changing with our name change.
All right.
And the same phone number, same email addresses. We just might answer the phone, Museum of Danish America.
All right. So again, this Thursday, remember that the brown bag lunch, the monthly brown bag lunch, actually featuring food.
Yes.
Isn't that appropriate?
Very.
So we want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, who is the curator of exhibits at the Museum of Danish America. Get on over there and enjoy lots of possibilities there. So thank you so much, Tova, for visiting with us.
My pleasure, Levon.
Until next time, here's a thought. Bring joy, leave kindness. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Levon. Always.